Okay, now that we're in private, what's up? With you, I mean, what's going on? Come on, dude, don't play dumb. I've known you for years. I know how you get when something's wrong. What is it? No, you're not just tired. I've seen you when you're tired. Remember who had to help you tie your shoes in the morning after you did that all-nighter a couple weeks ago? When you're tired, you mainly do two things. Yawn and bump into things. You don't get all quiet and stop making eye contact. You don't start mumbling all the time, and most importantly, you don't get that look on your face. This isn't tired, this is something else. That look. That worried look. That scared look. You were so excited, amped up when we first got here. And all of a sudden, it's like a switch flipped and you started making that face. Acting like this. It just makes me worried about you, okay? Please, just tell me. Maybe I can help. Well, you can't say that for sure until you tell me. You don't know what I can and can't do. I am a woman of many talents. Nope. Sorry, you're not going back out there so you can sit for another 20 minutes with that look on your face without saying anything. I'm blocking the door. You can talk to me, or we can have a passive-aggressive staring contest. You pick. But you are not leaving until I get an answer. It's not stupid. Whatever it is, if it's bothering you this much, it's not stupid. Yes, I promise I'm not going to tell anyone else. I swear on the grave of the Tamagotchi I had in third grade. And believe me, I do not do that lightly. Okay, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. This is serious. Just ignore me. Go on, please. Yeah, I remember that. That was when he was telling that story about going to the movie theater and the popcorn machine was out of butter, whatever. Okay. You mean after that? What happened after that? I don't know. I don't exactly remember what we were talking about. Oh, right. Yeah, we were all sharing embarrassing first date stories. Those were fun. Mine was totally true, by the way. I know you guys didn't buy it, but I was not making that up. I mean, okay, it's not like I've met all my boyfriends at the Renaissance Fair, but that's not what I was saying. But you'd be surprised. What? You mean your story? I guess I don't remember your story. Can you remind me? You didn't share one. Yeah, I guess... Now that I think about it, I did notice that was around the time you started getting quiet. Did you just not want to talk about first date stuff? You mean you didn't want to talk about dating stuff at all? Why? Well, okay, not everyone has that much experience. But I mean... You have been on first dates, though, right? Even if it wasn't, like, some funny, embarrassing story. Oh. Okay, I didn't know that. No, I guess I just always assumed you were just private about that part of your life. Like, old school, don't kiss and tell kind of thing. I thought it was kind of classy, actually. No, no, don't say that. Don't say that. You are not weird or lame or anything like that. Plenty of people don't have a ton of experience with dating and romantic stuff. That doesn't make them any more or less a quality person. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel weird. I was just genuinely surprised. I don't know, because you're great. I mean, at least I think so. I'm pretty sure I'm a woman. You're smart, and you're kind. You always make me laugh. I know there's a lot of factors to dating and all, but I guess I just sort of assumed you'd be really, popular in that arena. I don't know. Oh, come on, don't say stuff like that. You are a really good guy, no matter how many dates you have or haven't been on. And I'm not the only one who thinks so. There's a room full of people outside that door who think so too, and you know that. We care about you. I care about you. But it's not weird. Everyone has a different path. Everyone goes through different stuff. I know loneliness hurts really, really badly sometimes. But you have to understand, it doesn't make you a bad person. You know, it's just... You've been really lonely? Oh, honey. I'm sorry. I know dating is a whirlwind these days with all the apps and sites and whatever. Believe me, everyone has a hard time in that environment sometimes. Even people who do it a lot. It's not exactly a cakewalk for anyone. You know that, right? I don't talk about this a lot, but when I first started dating, I had a really hard time meeting people, too. Yes, I did. Believe it or not, I did. I was honestly pretty messed up about it for a while. I still get insecure sometimes. That's okay, that's human. My point is, it's nothing to be ashamed of. We all have it tough. That doesn't make us weak or weird or wrong. Dating is tough. No, hey, don't apologize. You didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I am so proud that you told me how you really felt instead of bottling it all up. That was really brave. Yes, it was. Look, take my hand a second, okay? Walk with me. Let's sit down on this couch, okay? You look like you need a comfortable place to rest right now. I'll sit next to you. I'm here with you. Is it okay if I touch you? Alright, I'm gonna put my arm around you. It's okay if you need to cry, alright? I'm not gonna think any less of you if you do. You just shared something really, really personal with me. I know you feel sensitive about it. I'm never going to look down on you for being human, for having emotions. Oh, hey, shh. It's alright. Just let me hold you, okay? I've got you. I'm here for you. I know you feel lonely. That can hurt so much. It's completely understandable. I think I know what you need right now. No. Don't say a word. You don't need to say anything. I'm just gonna wrap my arms around you. Start rubbing your back. Okay? I'm gonna put my other hand on the back of your head. And you just rest your head on my shoulder, okay? Lean into me. Let it out. That's it. You don't mind if I mess your hair up a bit, do you? Oops. It's too late. I promise I didn't ruin it too much. It actually looks better this way. Not that it looked bad before or anything, I just... Forget it. I'll just shut up. Seriously though, Listen to me. You're not any less a man because you're inexperienced, sweetheart. You just haven't done all that much romantically yet, and that's okay. You have zero reason to feel ashamed or sad or inadequate because of that. Because experience has nothing to do with being a good person. Shh. Oh, here. Let me wipe your cheek. No, it's okay. I don't mind you getting my blazer a little wet. Just let it out. You're safe here in my arms. I promise. And this time, I really will swear on my dead Tamagotchi's grave. Rest in peace, Strawberry. I promise you, if you just keep being yourself, you'll meet the right girl for you one day. No, I mean it. You know, someone really smart once told me, sometimes the people who struggle the most in the beginning are the ones who do it best in the end. I can tell you, No, I mean it. You know, someone really smart once told me, sometimes the people who struggle the most in the beginning are the ones who do it best in the end. I can tell you've struggled, and you've been hurt. And it is totally okay to feel raw and emotional by that. But you know what? I have a feeling that in the end, you're gonna end up in a better place than most. Because you're you, silly. You're kind and sweet and smart and funny, and you keep trying even when life knocks you down. Because you make people happy. That's all that really matters in the end. Because you make me happy. I'm so lucky to be friends with a person like you. Oh. That's really nice of you to say. I guess we're both lucky then. Don't worry, everything we've talked about stays between us if you want it to. Nobody has to know anything about what you shared with me unless you want me to tell them. That being said, we've been in this room for a long time. We probably should go back and join the group unless we want them spreading scandalous rumors about us. Oh, okay, no worries. I'm happy to stay just a little while, and I'm happy to wait a little while longer and cuddle. Just want to make sure you're feeling a little better. You're always going to be enough for me, you know that, right? Good. I'm always going to be here for you. That's what friends are for.